This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, March 7th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. What limitations can be placed on your rights to free speech and free association? In the world of politics, sometimes people have to choose which right they'd like to exercise. SpeechNow.org is an attempt to assert the constitutional rights of both free speech and association in the political realm. Steve Simpson, who represents SpeechNow.org, is a senior attorney at the Institute for Justice. Draw out what the importance is of having a distinction between an independent speech group and a PAC.
Well, an independent speech group is a group that wants to spend its own money on its own speech. It is people getting together to pool their funds so they can amplify their voices by associating with others. SpeechNow.org doesn't make contributions to political candidates. It doesn't accept any kind of contributions or favors from candidates or political parties, and it's not a corporation. So independent really means independent of politicians, and the reason that that's relevant is that the Supreme Court has held that limits on contributions to political committees have to be justified by the concern for eliminating corruption. If one does not make contributions to politicians, if one does not coordinate one's activities with politicians, there can be no concern about corruption.
The FEC had requested that SpeechNow file as a PAC?
Well, essentially that's true. What SpeechNow was required to do in order to find out how the laws would apply to it was to file what is known as an advisory opinion request with the FEC. And the reason that you would do that is because if there's any question that the law might not apply to you, ultimately, if you think that you may need to challenge that in court, you have to get a decision from the FEC. So SpeechNow.org went to the FEC and said, here's what we want to do. We want to spend our money collectively on political speech, advocating the election of some candidates and the defeat of others based on their support for free speech. What does that make us under the law? And we made the best argument for why we shouldn't be considered a PAC. The FEC came back and issued a draft decision that said, in essence, yes, you're a PAC. You fit squarely within the terms of these laws. The contribution limits apply to you, and that's how you have to function. If you don't and you collect or spend more than $1,000 on your ads, you'll be prosecuted.
What is the harm to speech if groups that do what you want to do have to be placed inside this box called Political Action Committee?
The harm is most directly that the money they raise to fund their speech is severely limited. It's limited to $5,000 per year per person. Now, that may not sound like a terribly burdensome limitation, but consider the fact that for SpeechNow to function effectively, it has to be able to talk to a large, large audience of people. If you want to speak out during a political election and actually affect what voters think, you're talking about running television or radio ads, and not just running them once, but running them enough times so people actually see them and they remember them. Even running ads in two electoral contests a modest number of times could run $150,000 easily. To do it the way that I think David Keating, who's the president of SpeechNow, would like to do it, easily could be $500,000. That's a lot of money to have to spend in coming up with those funds in increments of under $5,000. And remember, that's two electoral contests. That's two congressional races. And one of them is even a primary. To try to do this on a national scale to affect, say, a presidential race and to really raise consciousness about free speech in many elections would run in the many millions of dollars. And that is just, as a practical matter, an impossible hurdle for a small group like SpeechNow to overcome.
The price of complying with regulations for PACs is considerable. And for a small group that perhaps only wants to impact what's going on in their own congressional district, that cost is often prohibitive.
Oh, that's absolutely right. The PAC regulations require you to essentially form yourself as a particular type of organization. The idea of just being a loose-knit group of individuals is out. They have to file a registration statement. They have to appoint a treasurer. They have to file regular reports of all of their activities, as little as $200 expenditures on everything, whether it's on speech or not, if it's just on administrative tasks and things like that. They have to regularly report to the FEC. So that's enormously burdensome for a small group. David Keating, who is the president and founder of SpeechNow.org, runs this organization in his spare time. It's just him. He doesn't have a salaried employee to comply with all of these burdensome regulations. So that would be a huge cost for a small group. And in addition, David objects to the idea of being called a political committee because he is not a political insider. He's not working with politicians. He's not giving money to politicians. And he doesn't like the idea that that he has to be called a group that where the implication really is that he is working with politicians to get politicians elected or giving money to them.
The Supreme Court found in Citizens Against Rent Control versus City of Berkeley that to place a Spartan limit or indeed any limit on individuals wishing to band together and advance their views on a ballot measure while placing none on individuals acting alone is clearly a restraint of the right of association. They say it plainly impairs freedom of expression. There is a division that exists in current campaign finance law between articulating, or I should say, there exists a division right now within current campaign finance law of asserting your right of free expression or asserting your right of free association.
That's absolutely right. And interestingly, under the laws as we have them right now, George Soros or any other individual with a substantial amount of money can spend as much money as he wants advocating the election or defeat of any politician that he wants. If he joins with somebody else, or more realistically, a number of other individuals get together to pool their funds because they're not as rich as George Soros, they're not allowed to do that. So George Soros can spend unlimited funds. Two or more people get together, they are limited to $5,000 apiece. That doesn't make any sense. It's a direct attack on the right of association, just as the Supreme Court noted in the case, in the quote that you read.
How is this case going to move forward?
Well, right now, SpeechNow.org filed its complaint on the 14th of February. Along with its complaint, it filed a motion, what's called a motion for preliminary injunction. And the idea there is enjoin the enforcement of this law against SpeechNow.org so it can go forward, it can exercise its rights to free speech during the pendency of the case while we're waiting for a decision. Today, the FEC files its response to that motion. The court will then set a hearing. We'll go before the court and we'll argue about whether these laws should be enjoined while the case is pending. And then depending on, regardless of what the court does there, then we will move to what is known as the merit stage. In essence, we then gather the facts necessary to bring to bear on our case, and we go before the court ultimately, and we make the best case we can make that that SpeechNow has a right to speak out and that these laws violate those rights.
Steve Simpson is a senior attorney at the Institute for Justice. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can read more on campaign finance reform at our website, cato.org.